would you like to live in a place that was called God's Meadows? Well, that's what Illinois was once called. And the name Illinois means the men, the best men. We'll explain. We're talking about the land and the people of Illinois in this lesson. This is Dan Sheridan telling Illinois' story. You know, Illinois is a beautiful state with amazing people. Its land is vast and varied, and that's how it got the name God's Meadows. It has plains, hills, country towns, and big cities. Now, it's both a northern and southern state at the same time. It's kind of unique. It extends 40 miles north of Lake Michigan, where it borders Wisconsin. And from there, you have to travel over 400 miles south to find its southern border next to Kentucky. It's a really tall state. Now, its people come from everywhere. The original natives, where we get the name Illinois, were the original settlers. Now, what that name means, we'll talk about in a minute. Now, look at the city of Chicago. It's virtually a melting pot. It has Chinatown, Greektown, the Polish Triangle, Little Italy, Mexican and South Asian areas, too. Great food, by the way. And the Irish have played a huge role in Chicago history. Like I said, Chicago itself is a melting pot. Now, here's another interesting fact. Illinoisans are both northerners and southerners. The southern drawl gets thicker the further south you travel. The prairie state is full of variety. That's a fact. Now, when Chicago became a big city, people began to say with amazement that Illinois grew up within a century. It was like a miracle to them. And they were referring to the time period beginning in 1818 when Illinois became a state to 1900. Now, to be sure, the big city and the rural developments were happening during that time, and they were great achievements. But Illinois' wonderful history goes back a lot longer than that. Cities aren't the only things that are miraculous and marvelous. Illinois history begins long before Europeans came. We can see the relics of past civilizations everywhere. Did you ever see the mounds at Cahokia? What a great place. It's near East St. Louis. I've been there a couple times. It's a sight to see. And did you ever notice the long bluffs along the Illinois River? Those bluffs used to be the river banks. Lakes Superior, Huron, and Michigan poured water into the Illinois, which in turn dumped into the Mississippi, and from there it made its way to the Gulf of Mexico. Now, when was this? It could have been 1,000 years ago. We're not quite sure. We can't go into much detail now. My point is this. I want to demonstrate that Illinois has a long history. Man isn't the only reason for the changes of landscape. Now, during these ancient days of Illinois, there were people living in the rich prairies. We call them Indians. Now, that name was wrongly given to them by Columbus. Columbus thought he landed in India, so he named the natives Indians. Well, oh well, live and learn. Now, the Indians were spread out all over North and South America. The chief Indians in Illinois were, well, the Illinois for one. Then there were the Ottawas, the Chippewas, and the Kickapoos. Now look at the city of Chicago today, how big it is and how awesome it is. Did you know that where Chicago now stands was once a major commercial center for these Indians? Imagine the days before the big city was there. There were at one time many trails heading off in all directions from Chicago. Indians came by water and land to the Chicago portage, and from Chicago they could head out from lake to lake to carry trade goods or make war. Chicago was as strategic then as it is now. As far as we can tell, it was the French Jesuit, Father Marquette, who in the 1600s first defined the meaning of Illinois. He said the Indians called themselves the Illinois, which meant that they were the men. In other words, they were saying that they were the men while the rest of the tribes were animals. Well, boys will be boys. You know, you see, men are the same the world over. It doesn't matter what they wear or how they look. Men are men. And it only proves that pride infects all of us. Well, maybe we could put a different slant on it. Let's be real men. That is, let's act the way human beings were intended to act, lovingly, kindly, justly, and charitably. Then, and maybe then, Illinoisans, the men, will live up to their name and the original description of their country as God's Meadows. Illinoisans can be ideal humans living in an ideal land. Not a bad combination and a good thing to strive for. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening to this. I really hope you learned something, and there's many more lessons to come on the story of Illinois. Until next time, be good to each other, because we're in this together.